And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast, Thursday, January 7th, 2021. Today in the news, investors are pouring back into gold, lured by a weak dollar and surging COVID-19 infections that are muddling the outlook for a swift global economic recovery, reports Wall Street Journal. The gains add further momentum to the safe haven metals year-end rally, with cautious investors piling into a variety of precious metals, including silver and platinum. Quote, a Democratic sweep means control of the Senate and could result in much larger stimulus packages this year, which would be very good for gold, said Tai Wong, head of precious metals at Bank of Montreal. Well, the long, long bull market since 2009 has finally matured into a full-fledged epic bubble, writes legendary investor Jeremy Gratham at GMO. Featuring extreme overvaluation, explosive price increases, frenzied issuance, and hysterically speculative investor behavior, I believe this event will be recorded as one of the great bubbles of the financial history, right along with the South Sea Bubble, 1929, and the year 2000. Gratham says the bubble will burst in due time, no matter how hard the Fed tries to support it, with consequent damaging effects on the economy and on portfolios. Well, the U.S. dollar is getting crushed versus major currencies, with bears taking the Federal Reserve's reassurance that it won't be tapering its bond purchases as a green light to sell the currency, reports MarketWatch. The latest blow to the dollar came from the Fed, which vowed not to touch policy even if the outlook for the economy brightens. The dollar index has dropped nearly 13% since March. And lastly, a disturbing trend has developed in which banks are declining to work with entire industries based on the desires of activists, reports The Hill. Some of these industries that have been rejected by banks in recent years include private prison operators, gun makers, and oil and gas companies. Debanking fossil fuel firms could lead to a disastrous energy shortage in the United States. Banks refusing service based on perceptions of morality and societal good is a divergence from an open and generally free market capitalist system. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Do it today.